It's Friday, October 30th, and you know what that means on Syndicated Pipe Club. It is Flashback Friday. Hey everybody, Dave here. Hope you're all doing well, and I'm looking forward to a great weekend. So, we're pulling from the vaults today, a recording from Maple City Pipe Cast Channel Club something. You know, I've named that thing about three different things, and I'm not following where I'm at this point. Anyway, it is a review of Peter Stokeby Luxury Bullseye Flake from approximately August 2018. This one, well, the episode does speak for itself, but I do have to say, compared to the first two episodes you would have listened to, the remastering doesn't have to take as, you know, much of a seat because it was recorded on a Blue Yeti setup, so the sound should be fairly comparable voice-wise to what you're hearing from my setup today. So we'll compare that and we'll see how things go, but let's not worry about that too much now and just get into the show. Welcome to Maple City Pipecast. Hey Maple City Pipecast, Dave here. Today we're reviewing Peter Stokeby's Luxury Bullseye Flake. It's a navy type cut. It reminds me in shape-wise of the way you get the coins for a Scudo and whatnot. Also, like a Scudo, it is a Virginia Perique blend, which tastes phenomenal. You get very distinct grassy Virginia flavors. It's sweet and spicy thanks to the Perique mixed in there. And you get an extra little sweetness there from the Bullseye, which is composed of black Cavendish. Now, as you may or may not be aware, the Cavendish is, well, I'm not exactly sure how I would describe black Cavendish. I mean, it's a mild tobacco. It's got a sweetness about it. It's got a great flavor just on its own. It's all in all good smoke just if you're smoking that alone. But you add it to another tobacco and you've got a treat. It's just a beautiful all around addition to any blend. Not necessarily from experience, but I have definitely heard that if you add black Cavendish to another tobacco that you like, you get a taste sensation that is all your own. I'm actually thinking at some point, when the next time I have some cash to get some tobacco, ordering some black Cavendish so that I can try out it with a couple blends that I have here just to see what will happen. I might find a winner, I may not. You never know. It's the fun of it, isn't it? Experimenting with your favorite tobaccos, adding this and that to it, or just mixing two together and seeing what happens. I've come up with some real winners as I've tried to further my palate and my smoking experience. But all in all, Luxury Bullseye Flake is a great smoke to have on any day, whether it be hot, cool, or just right in the shade, like it was today when I was actually doing this recording and having the pipe. It's a great smoke to have on a Sunday afternoon when you're just lazing about, doing your thing, relaxing and thinking of what you're going to do later. Specifically, like what you're going to barbecue later on and maybe what smoke you're going to have with that barbecue. Luxury Bullseye Flake, it's a Stokeby blend. Absolutely, if you don't have any, I recommend you get yourself some. Whether you're a Perique fan or you're not a Perique fan, I think it will do you some good to have. And that's it for today. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at drallen201. Or you can follow the show at Maple City Pipecast. For all this and more, check out the show's website, maplecitymedia.wordpress.com/mcpipecast. Thanks for listening, everyone, and good smokes. And there you have it. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed the episode as it just finishes up and plays us out. And really, I have not changed my opinion on Peter Stokeby Luxury Bullseye Flake over the last couple of years. I keep it in rotation in my cellar, and there's always some in stock. As a matter of fact, next year in 2021, it is time for me to order my next round. Okay, so that all being said, I really hope that you have been enjoying these Flashback Fridays. It's really nice for me to be able to pull up the old episodes and give them a fresh coat of paint, as it were, and, you know, bring them into a little bit better production value, because there's things that I do now for these audio episodes that I didn't do then, that I didn't know about. So even though the sound might be comparable, it still benefits from a little extra work, you know? Anyway, if you want to keep in touch with us throughout the week, you can always find me on pretty much any social media, DrAllen201 on Twitter, Facebook, not Facebook, I don't do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, This Pipe Life, any social media platform that I happen to be on. If you want to find Greg, he is on Twitter at @the_BadgerPiper and also on Instagram as the Badger Piper, I believe, no underscore. Just listen to our regular episodes and you'll hear him give you his information. Also, you can find us on YouTube for the regular stuff at youtube.com/c/syndicatedpipeclub. And you can also go to fandompipes.wixsite.com/syndicatedpipeclub and you will find us there with previews and latest video and contact information. All that is available for you there. All right, everybody. I'm just going to end this the old way. Thanks for listening and good smokes.